Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Very well, mate. Settled back into life after the hectic week or 2 weeks up on the Gold Coast?
Yeah, no, we have. We had to hit the ground running with a busy day on Tuesday morning, but we had a good 10 days out there and back to business as usual.
It's going to be a busy week as well because we've got Friday night tonight, we've got Sandown tomorrow, we've got Caulfield on Tuesday, so it never ends, and we only get to see some of your really smart horses step out. I'll get to tomorrow in a moment where we're all intrigued to see how Art of Puissance returns, but tonight at the Valley, you've had to make a decision with a few of your two-year-olds, and you've decided to keep Haraki Golf and Catabol at Moonee Valley tonight. Now, Haraki Golf, we've seen before and has looked really, really impressive at the jump outs, the same jump outs or trials where you had Enthar go around. Can you split these two-year-olds because they both performed at the same trials?
Yeah, I actually don't think there is a lot between them. Haraki Golf's taken a little bit longer just to work things out. The penny dropped a bit slower. Cadbowl's always been a pretty natural horse, quite sharp. And I think just first start at the Valley, I'd probably lean towards Cadbowl. I think Haraki Golf was a little bit more class. But Cadbowl's just a little bit more streetwise. So I'd lean towards him. But as I say, I don't think there's a lot between them. Both nice horses. Both obviously going to improve in the run. But they've done enough to run good races.
You had them entered in the preview on Tuesday, so are they potential diamond contenders? Do they have that ability, do you think?
Possibly. Haraki Golf, you know, possibly does. We've got another horse going in the preview who we didn't want to clash too much with the two-year-olds and try and split them up with best we can. So, you know, it gives you that little bit more time running tonight as well, going into the diamond, because it's a tight schedule if you're going to the preview and the preludes and the diamond. So that's another thing to bear in mind.
I think Enthar is entered in the fillies preview, but is the plan still to hold her off until the chairman's?
Yeah, she'll go to the chairman's just a little bit this morning, and she'll definitely go to the chairman's, yeah.
Who'll ride her in the chairman's?
Well, it sort of depends on restrictions, etc. James is very keen to write, but Mark has done plenty of work on her, has trialled her and galloped her, and will ride if James can't get down, which is looking that way anyway.
All right. Looking forward to seeing the action with the two-year-olds. But in the first, you might be able to kick off the night with a winner because playoffs has been really consistent last couple of runs, and it looks a nice race tonight for him.
Yeah, he's going very, very well. It's a really good run at Flemington. And we thought the step up to 24 was now within his compass, and we just changed the gear up a little bit. We've put the binders on and took the blinkers off just so he hit the front, have a little bit of a look around at Flemington. So confident he'll stay a mile and a half, and Will knows him well, so I think he'll go really close.
I think you put it on hands-free. You sound like an alien at the moment, Dave. I'm wondering if you could have a chat with the handset. We want to get... That's a lot better. Your dulcet tones are coming through loud and clear once again. What do you make of the Big Easy? Gee, I like the way it hit the line last start at Caulfield. Is this a horse that you think will improve tonight? A bit weaker class?
Definitely. I think he'll run a really big race. Wasn't an easy horse to deal with as a colt. It's pretty unruly. He's been gelded. Done a lot of work with him at home. And he's settled. I wouldn't say he's settled right down, but he's better and he's improving all the time, and I think he's going to get better with racing. But he's really come on from his first up run. He hit the line really strong from an impossible position, really, to win the race. But his last 400 was very good. And as you say, you know, it's a restricted race tonight. It's a race we've targeted for a while. He's drawn well enough. Harry knows him very well now, retains the ride. I'm confident that he's going to, with normal luck around the Valley, I think he'll run a really good race.
Can you sit a bit closer from that four gate?
Yeah, definitely. It wasn't, you know, we just rode him neutral from the wide barrier with, you know, with the, all the work that we've done on him at home just to keep him nice and relaxed. We weren't going to give him a squeeze and try and get up on speed. It would have been the wrong thing to do first up, but I think he'll just naturally jump and hopefully be in the first 3, 4, 5, 6. And then obviously just not giving too much rope towards the end of the race. So he doesn't have to be ridden back, no.
Well, he looks a good chance at around about $12 tonight at the Valley. And hopefully we've got a bit of spending money for tomorrow at Sandown, because you've got some nice runners heading there. When you start with Bartholomew Diaz, and this is the type of race where Bartholomew would put his hand up. How's he going?
Yeah, look, he's a quirky horse, Michael. He runs a bit up and down, and he's not the easiest horse to catch. Really targeted this race since his last run. We didn't want to over race him. We don't think he sort of appreciates that. Headgear goes on as well, which we think will really help. And going back to Hillside too, one thing I would say is his form is better on soft ground. He's ran good races on top of the ground, but he is definitely a better horse with a bit of juice in it. But which obviously we're not going to get tomorrow, but it's always, you know, Tim always produces a lovely track at Sandown. So as you say, this is the sort of race that he should be nearly winning, and that's why he's down here and been bought. So hopefully he can put his hand up, and no doubt the ability's there. He just needs things to fall right.
You've got a runner, that Mark Hunter, who we know is such an astute judge, gave a really good push for yesterday, and that is Cansino in race number 5. There's been a lot of talk about the favourite Quantum Mechanic, but Cansino's firmed from $11 into $8, and gee, she hit the line really nicely at Sandown last start in a race that was hard to make up ground. What are your thoughts tomorrow?
Yeah, I would agree. She's a winner on a big track and before, and that's just what she needs. She's not a horse who sort of makes her own luck. She requires there to be a bit of pace in the race and settle in rear. And as you say, she made ground on a day when it was difficult to do so. She gets the Hillside, a couple of runs under her belt, and Nocky King takes a couple of kilos off as well. So thought the race had come up sort of fairly soft for the prize money, and you know, she deserves to get her head in front. She's better than what her record suggests, and hopefully she can get that sort of all important city win from there as well.
She's been sparingly raced with time between her runs, but is she on the upward spiral? Has she taken more improvement out of that run at Sandown?
Yeah, she has. We've always felt this, you know, at four, this is going to be her season. She's quite a backward horse. She buys off any, they take time. And she you can't over-race her. You have to space her runs a bit, because she actually puts a lot in and puts a fair bit in at home too. So you know, we certainly feel that she can continue to improve, and we would like to get her out to 2,000 as well, and he certainly will do that. So the owners have been patient, and they, you know, they really deserve to be rewarded, and she's got the ability to do so as well. She just, as I say, she needs a little bit of luck. Hopefully they can go solid enough and she can hit second half and hit the line nice and strong.
You've got Wise Counsel, who's first up in race number 6 and has shown glimpses of form. I assume something wasn't right last start before the spell. What was the reason for that disappointing run?
Yeah, he jarred up on the ground. It was a really firm track that day, sort of more firm than usual, and he just didn't handle it at all. And he got his tongue back as well, so the tongue tie goes on. His trials have been pretty good, but probably like to see him tomorrow first up. I think he's in for a nice preparation. He's been gelded, and I do think he's another one. He probably does need a bit of juice in the ground, but you know, it's difficult to find, and it's the right time of year for him to be up and going, probably just before the autumn really kicks in. So he'd have an each-way chance, but I'd probably like to see him tomorrow on Saturday before giving him a big push.
Yeah, and then the headline act that we're all waiting to see is Hart of Puissance, and we know the backstory. He was so highly rated that last time he went around in the All-Star Mile last year, only a lightly raced galloper. You've had a ton of issues, which you're confident you're now on top of. How is he physically?
He's very good. He's very well. It has taken a while, and probably taken him a bit of time to gain some confidence. He was fairly jarred up after the All-Star Mile, which took time to get over, and we've been very, very patient with him as of the owners. And then we had an issue with his gums. He's got sort of degenerative gum disease as well, which he's over, and that took a long time to diagnose. So it's been a long road, but he's trialled up well. Look, he's a colt who hasn't ran for a long time, and I'm not saying he's not fit enough, but you know, there's always natural improvement, of course. So look, we won't be he's not under any sort of pressure from us or connections. We'll let him. I mean, it's worth noting as well, he raced like a very green horse. Even as a 3-year-old, there was raw talent there, but he was hanging off the track at Moonee Valley, and then he jumped sort of too well at Sandown and found the front, got headed, and then battled back in the guineas, and he sort of showed his class there. But I don't expect us to see a complete racehorse on Saturday. Hopefully he just settles in a nice rhythm. A lovely track to be seeing him make his debut, and he hits the line nice and strong. He's working like a stayer these days, no doubt. Mm. He's a big, rangy horse, and he'll undoubtedly get 2,000. He might get further than that, so... I see how short he is in the market, and that's probably around sort of height more than anything else. But we're just pleased to get him back, because at times it looked like we might not. So hopefully he can run a nice race.
That waywardness, has the maturity and age helped that? I see the blinkers are off tomorrow. So is he more tractable in his work?
He is, yeah. We haven't raced him in blinkers, but we've trained him and trialled him a couple of times, and they've definitely helped. And I think he will end up in blinkers. He hung off the track sort of quite violently in his work and his races last time, and at times shows glimpses of that. But the blinkers really helped that out, and sort of straightened that out. So I suspect we might see a bit of it on race day as well, still, until the blinkers actually go on. But we just felt, first up off a long break, having never raced in them, it would have been the wrong move. So we'll give him a run tomorrow, Saturday, see how he behaves, and go from there. He's not ungenuine. He's just always been a quirky horse.
Well, he's got the best ability of any horse in the race. So what's your advice to punters? Because he's been backed into $2.90 favouritism.
Well, look, my advice is yes, he's the class horse of the race, and his class may get him through, but he hasn't ran for a long time. As I say, he's a colt that, as they get older, they get a bit harder to get fit at home. So if he gets the blows at the hits the front and gets the blows at the 100, you've been warned.
It's a scorcher in Adelaide tomorrow. They brought the first race forward until 10:30 at Gawler. Are you still taking your horses over to South Australia tomorrow?
Yeah, they're over there. They've travelled over safe. They stay with Will Clark, and we got the sort of advice from Will that the races are being brought forward before sending them. So that's encouraging. Nice team over there. I think Decent Rain would be the pick. She's trialled up well. She's shown an awful lot of professionalism, so I'd be hopeful that she can get the job done and possibly push on something a bit smarter down the track.
I see today's the first day that the voting is open for the All-Star Mile. You've got a number of nominations. Would you be telling people to vote for Sir Dragonet? Is he likely to get to an All-Star Mile?
Yeah, he is. The plan is to definitely run in that race. He might even go first up in it. He'll sort of be guided by how he trials, etc., as to whether there's, how much sort of sharpness is in his legs. He certainly seems a really, really sort of enthused horse. He's would never have had a break out in the paddock before. He certainly would never have been trained at the beach, and you can see time and time again that can just get a bit of freshness and a bit of sharpness into the staying horses from home legs. So I suspect 14 would be a bit sharp, but a mile we hope will be no problem, and the right sort of race to be finding out in.
Gee, that'd be nice to see Sir Dragonet and Russian Camelot clash again first up, both maybe in an all-star mile. So that'll be mouth-watering, one of the races of the autumn. Before that, we need to make some money today. Have you got a winner at Mornington for us?
Probably I'd lean towards Galactic Express, but I think we've got nicer chances tonight at the Valley. I think playoffs will be hard to beat, and I think the Big Easy is a really, really good each way bet. So I'd probably wait till this evening.
All right, I like that. Is that our best play of the weekend?
Yeah, I didn't realise Big Easy was such a big price. I think that's a really, really good price, $12. So I'll go each way at him, sure, yeah.
All right, that might get you back punting again, Dave.
Oh, geez. You're well till that happens, I think.
good luck over
Sharky,
the weekend, Dave.
Sharky's very rude about me on the radio as well. I'm going to have a crack at him. I don't think he's much better, to be honest.
No, his strike rate's been average of late.
Yeah. At least I'm happy to admit it.
I like that. Good on you, Dave. Good luck over the weekend.
Dear Michael, thanks.